Well, for more on how this is affecting Dublin and Cork airports, we can talk to Graham Mulqueen, who's Media Relations Manager with the Dublin Airport Authority. Graham, this presumably would be a very busy day anyway. So what's the situation at the minute?
Yeah, it's been a challenging morning for everyone, I think, Rachel, but things are moving relatively okay. Some delays, a very small number of cancellations so far, but teams working extra hard to accommodate passengers. Passengers are a bit more nervous than they would be normally coming to the airport. Today, we'd have around 118,000 people going through the airport, and that would include around 58,000 departures that we expected today. But things have moved okay. Challenging morning. The difficulty will now come as your report alluded to there could be some knock-on impacts over the course of the day due to impacts and issues at other airports.
For people who are intending to fly today, and as you say, we're talking about an awful lot of people, what should they do?
Yeah, look, I think for the most part, it's prepare as normal. Ryanair have advised their own passengers, particularly where they have to check in still at the airport or check in bags to arrive at the airport an hour in addition to the 2 hours that we recommend. So that would remain our advice for short haul. Get there 2 hours in advance of your flight. For long haul, get there 3 hours in advance. If you can allow a little bit extra, I would say no harm. I think if I was flying today myself, I would probably do that. But the airport is moving very well. When I last looked there 5 minutes ago, security times in both terminals are running under 10 minutes. So things are moving well. Be prepared for things to look a bit busier than normal, but the team are on the ground working really hard to make sure that everyone gets through on time.
Graham, thank you for joining us.